Now, I'll take you through the big cycle in more detail. Give me 20 minutes, and I'll give you the last 500 years of history and show you the similar patterns across the Dutch, British, U.S., and Chinese empires. 500 years of big cycles. I'm going to describe the typical cycle by dividing it into three phases: the rise, the top, and the decline. The rise. Successful new orders that rise, both internal and external, are typically started by powerful revolutionary leaders doing four things. First, they win power by gaining more support than the opposition. Second, they consolidate power by converting, weakening, or eliminating the opposition so they don't stand in their way. Third, they establish systems and institutions that make the country work well. And fourth, they pick their successors well, or create systems that do that. Because a great empire requires many great leaders over several generations.